dismiss the crowd so that they can go to the surrounding villages and farms and find lodging and provisions, for we are in a deserted place here. He said to them, give them some food yourselves. And they replied, 5 loaves and 2 fish are all we have, unless we ourselves go and buy food for all these people. Now the men there numbered about 5,000. Then he said to his disciples, have them sit down in groups of about 50. And they did so, and made them all sit down. Then taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing over them, broke them, and gave them to the disciples to set before the crowd. They all ate and were satisfied. And when the leftover fragments were picked up, they filled 12 wicker baskets. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, today we celebrate the solemnity of the most holy body and blood of Christ. And we call this Corpus Christi, and in other words, the body of Christ. And we celebrate this in different ways, as in exposition of the Blessed Sacrament, where we have adoration of the most holy sacrament of the altar. We celebrate this in receiving the body and blood in Holy Communion. And we celebrate this as gathering here, as the people, as the body of Christ that we are baptized into. But we are a gullible people, and since our baptism, we are in a spiritual battle. Whereas from the beginning, Satan proved that God created us, Satan tempted us, and we decided to tell God that we would like it our way. So we all know about this story of the emperor's new clothes, where a tailor has convinced the emperor that he created something for him, something new, and the king decided to wear it and show it to the town, and so he takes his clothes off and puts on this, what he thinks is new clothes, and walks down the middle of town naked, and the people do not have the courage to tell him so. So everybody is falling into this story. And we know how that ends. We're gullible people. In our time, I just saw a commercial that was advertising for makeup. And they said, if you buy this makeup and you put it on, and these are their words, it will look like you're wearing nothing. Why would we buy the makeup then? They have a lucrative business. A lot of things that we make up in our mind, we see with our eyes that it's not really there. We're a gullible people. And we like things our way. We have baptism, the sacrament of baptism. And we say, I'm going to wait until my child is old enough to make the decision for themselves whether they're going to be baptized or not. We have the sacrament of confession. And we say, why should I tell my sins to a priest? I can talk right to God. He'll forgive me. We have the sacrament of marriage. Well, let's run off to Vegas. We don't need any approval or any time. And it'll be done just like that. I don't need to go to church. I can pray in the woods. We can talk ourselves out of a lot of things. But very rarely do we find ourselves talking ourselves into things. So here, God has given us in creation all this out here. All the plants, all the animals to eat, to sustain us, to feed us on our journey. And from the beginning, he's done that. In the first reading today from the book of Genesis, we hear about Melchizedek, who brings bread and wine to offer to God in thanksgiving for Abraham's faith, still feeding us through Moses and the Passover. through our wandering through the desert. He gives us manna and quail to sustain the 40 years to the Last Supper, in which he has given us the Eucharist. Yesterday, I was in Lansing in the morning for the celebration, the diocesan celebration of Corpus Christi, in which we had Mass in Lugnut Stadium, and we had a procession from there to the Capitol steps with the monstrance. And when I got here for Mass yesterday, people were saying, "Oh, looks like you got a little sun." It was a hot day, but they didn't know what they were saying, because I did get a little sun, Jesus. And I gave a little sun, because I was there to distribute communion to the people who came. So there was a lot of sun yesterday. Well worth it. But in distributing communion, there is as many different ways of receiving communion as there were people there. So it's kind of a guessing game for one person giving communion to 100 people on how they're going to receive. So I'll give you some of the problems that we run into that I hope that you can solve. So with your hands, if you're going to receive in the hand, we have hands that are way down here, or we have hands that are way up here, or hands that are extended apart, cupped, covered, all kinds of different ways that people want to receive. And if you have gloves on, you can't receive in the hand. If you have a sleeve that comes down, got a thumb hole and it covers half your hand, you can't receive in the hand. If you just come out of the garden and you came to church, your hands are out there, you can't receive in the hand. As we were processing down Michigan Avenue to the Capitol steps, people on the sidewalks who were watching us knew what was happening. They didn't have to ask. And somebody turned to me and said, "Don't you find it strange that there's no media here?" And there wasn't. The diocese was there taping it all, but there was no mainstream media there. And I didn't find it too strange, but also they mentioned the No Kings protest last week. And during this procession, there was no protest. Not one. But when they mentioned the No Kings protest, I said, they won't do that here, because this is the King. He's the King of Heaven. He's the King of Earth. He's the King of Glory, King of the Ages, King of all the nations, the King of Kings. And as the body of Christ, we are part of that. So we should give to the King the reverence that he deserves. And in doing that, it is the way we receive him in communion. So when we come up for communion, our hand should be extended, our left hand, and then our right hand put underneath, so that we can receive the King in a cradle in which he came to us. And then we communicate with the right hand, because we are with him at the right hand of the Father. All this is symbolism, but it should bring about inside of us, actually bring out of us, what the King deserves, to show him that we are with him in everything. Now, will you go to hell if you put your right hand over the left? No. But that would make it a lot easier for the person distributing communion to know where to put the host. Because if you come up with both hands together, if you put it in the middle, you're going to drop it. Put it in one hand or the other, it starts doing this. If you just put the left hand over the right hand, it makes it a lot easier for us. Now, the preferred way is on the tongue, but that poses a lot of problems for itself, too. And yesterday, I experienced a lot of them. That first one was clomping of the teeth. Put it on the tongue, and it wanted to catch the host, and it broke in half. So pieces go places. Some that's receiving God holy, because if you receive in your hand, there's crumbs and things that left, and then every crumb is the full body and blood of Jesus Christ. And if there's 10 crumbs in your hand, that's 10 pieces of the body that is full. And the best way to do it is on the tongue, so those pieces don't get spread around. He is our King. And the first line in the gospel today is, Jesus spoke to the crowds about the kingdom of God. And here, from the beginning, in the Garden of Eden, he's given us all this to eat, to sustain us on the journey. And during the history of salvation, he has sustained us and fed us. There's not a time that he has left us. And here now, the greatest miracle of all, in our presence, today as it was in the presence of